USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. reporting a record of over 77,000 new coronavirus cases as of yesterday's update, the sharpest one-day jump so far. The nation also counted 969 more deaths from the infection, and that brought the total to over 138,000 since the pandemic began. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announced that he and Attorney General Chris Carr have filed a lawsuit against Atlanta's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, and the city council for imposing a mask order. The governor spoke about it a short time ago.
Mayor Bottoms' mask mandate cannot be enforced, but her decision to shutter businesses and undermine economic growth is devastating.
Housing starts in the U.S. reported this morning for June coming in higher than analysts expected. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A civil rights icon's passed away in Atlanta. The Reverend C.T. Vivian was known as the Quiet Warrior and was a close friend of Martin Luther King Jr. During the civil rights movement, Vivian helped organize protests for black voting rights and helped found numerous civil rights organizations. He was 95. The suicide prevention hotline now officially changing to 988, the FCC approving shortening it to a three-digit number, so it's easier for people to remember at a time of crisis. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai says,
"It's a game changer.
Service providers must have the 988 system set up by this time in 2022. A third federal execution this week scheduled today is Daniel Lee Honkin will be put to death in Indiana for killing five people in Iowa in 1993. Lyft now says it's providing drivers with partition shields for coronavirus protection. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The latest on how college football is shaping up this fall. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Positive coronavirus cases are spiking throughout the country, including football-obsessed states like Florida, Georgia, and Texas. The Ivy and Patriot Leagues canceled fall football while the Big Ten and Pac-12 shifted to a conference-only scheduling model in hopes of preserving as much of the 2020 season as possible. Regarding a college football season taking place, Urban Meyer is a former coach of Florida and Ohio State. He tells Fox News he's fairly confident.
"I'm back to yes. We're going to play. We're going to play. I just got so much confidence the way these universities are handling this right now. I love the fact that we went conference only because they can have control over the protocol and start, stop dates, et cetera. I'm optimistic right now."
Again, that report from our Tim Berg. DoorDash teaming up with Walgreens now to deliver over-the-counter medication. So far, the new arrangement is only available in Chicago, Atlanta, and Denver areas, but they say if it works, it's expected to be expanded. KFC is ready to serve plant-based chicken to more Americans. It's been testing its Beyond Fried Chicken in Atlanta, Nashville, and Charlotte, where it's been a hit. Now it's going to start testing it at locations in Southern California. Test us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.